what it do,
Love
what it
Talk
do,
Radio.
Do. All right, yeah, we just getting this started up here. It's cracking, getting all the crack now. 101, you know what I'm saying? We got little Jen Jen on the phone, you know what I'm saying? We're just doing it live. It's tonight's thrills.
Hey, what's up?
You know what I'm saying? At
yes.
the same time, we're going live on Hangout on Air, just chicken, chilling, you know what I'm saying? So we do it well, folks. You know, we're talking about tonight's thrills. We're going to start off with the finale of Empire, you know what I'm saying? Taraji and Terrence Howard, they really kicked something there real cool, and the stars that made that show, they really got it going on. I do hear, though, that Oprah Winfrey and I believe Snoop Dogg and some of the rest of the rappers will be in the second episode coming up. But, you know, we just wanted to share that because they're the hottest thing on TV right now, you know?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we just wanted to get that in right there.
And that's
all
tonight.
All right, let's do it. That's tonight, the two-hour finale. Well, we're going to throw in some little Johnny Kip real quick. Let's see what you just got paid. All right.
All right.
Friday night.
to jump back just a little bit to the 80s. Remember that gentleman we used to grow up singing that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were getting it, too. For real. Oh, yes.
Well, Jennifer, how do you explain your day going today? Mine was a little weird. I had to go to the DMV today. Just, it was kind of quick, though. The people was kind of cool, but I really didn't want to do that.
Yeah, but DMV, you know, you usually wait forever. So if you got in there and got out, I mean, that's a plus. Cause they
I
take
know,
forever.
Right?
Anything, yes. But other than that, I mean, my day, I don't know, my day was typical. I mean, same song and dance every day, Monday through Friday, work and, you know, pick up the kids, drop them off, pick them up, you know, all that good stuff. And then, you know, a couple runs. So, I mean, pretty much, I mean, the day went as planned. So I guess that's a plus, you know.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but,
I feel like they kind of exaggerated with the weather today. I just want to get on that a little bit. Like, it's like 40-something degrees. And it to me, apparently it feels kind of warm, though. What do you think?
Right. It's just 40? I thought it was more than that. No, I felt like, I don't know, about 55,
something.
50, 55, something like that.
Well, you know, you can't never really believe the weather, man, no way, because sometimes you say stuff, and, you know, the weather just changes in Milwaukee, so it's like really weird. So it's like you take them with a grain of salt. Sometimes you feel like slapping the weather, man, sometimes, because you be talking so much stuff, you know?
Right.
But what can you
do? Well,
you know,
be off a little bit. I mean, but he be closer to actually knowing what the weather is going to be like more than just being, like, far off. I mean, I don't know what he said this time, you know, because I really don't pay attention sometimes. But, you know, he said it was supposed to be good all this week, though. You know, we're supposed to be looking at
yeah.
the weather, but
you know how that goes. It's kind of crazy anyway, the way they be doing stuff on TV. You know, it's
right.
You know, I just kind of just let it be what it be. You know what I mean? And
I'm looking at it now. It says Wednesday. Yeah, it says Wednesday, 49 degrees, Thursday, 49, Friday, 55, and Saturday, 44 degrees.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what the weather. It feels a little warmer today, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a work day, it's all good. You know, it's just sometimes I just feel like you got to do what you got to do when you just, you know, running in this weather. You know what I'm saying? If some
right.
people are sick, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so.
Right. Well, you know, everybody's catching stuff. I'm serious. They got all kinds of new stuff. I mean, I'm constantly taking my kids to the doctors, you know, because this weather's changed so dramatically on us. I mean, we went from below zero kind of weather to, like, upper 40s and 50s and, you know, almost, what was it, last week, 57? I mean, we jumped from zero below weather, I mean, really, really cold weather to, like, you know, decent weather. That's why everybody's getting sick. You know, my daughter, she still has something, you know. Oh, you know, it's a virus. It can't do anything about that. It has to work its way out. I mean, but it's been like almost, 2 weeks now? Still the same cough? I'm like, oh, my God. But, you know, everybody has something because of this weather. You know, everybody's getting something because of the dramatic change in it. So, I mean, this is what kinds of
Not to flip the script, though, but, you know, I'm looking at something on Google right now, and I just got something with TMZ. And I'm going to flip to that because I'm on air. You know, they're talking about there's something going on with this Gordon dude. I guess it must be her boyfriend or whatever. Bobby Katrina Brown's cousin, Gerard Brown. He said he defends Nick Gordon. I'm just going to read what it says, y'all. It says, Nick Gordon doesn't have a lot of fans in Bobby Christina Bobby Brown's family, but he does have a sympathy of her cousin, Gerard Brown. Sunday, Mark Fitzgerald Gerard took to Facebook to defend Gordon amid claims from other relatives that Bobby Christina's longtime boyfriend manipulated her and now manipulated the public. For the record, Nick has corroborated with the police department. He has corroborated my Uncle Bobby's request. He has given my family members as much information as he can. Gerard wrote in this post. You know what? You know, some stuff is hard to believe, but then it jumps down to here because it got, He went on to allude to Gordon's recent interview turned intervention with Dr. Phil, right? And he has been exploded on national television with hit cams that he had no idea about. He has given Christina CPR, which is one of the reasons why she's not dead to this day. He has been ridiculed and accused without any concrete evidence, yet he still hasn't gotten a chance to visit his girl. Something ain't right. I just got to talk about this. Something ain't right.
Well, is she living or is she gone? I mean, because I'm reading right here, Bobby Christina Brown, brain dead. I mean, that was one. And then earlier I read where they said that she actually died.
Well, here it says, they said on CNN, it says that she's in a, like a coma or something.
Okay. And see, that's
what
I've been hearing, that she was in a coma.
It said on CNN, I'm reading it now, it's on Hangouts here. I'm on Hangouts, it says, I'm talking to you. Doctors treating Bobby Christina Brown remains in a medically induced coma. Tried taking her off various medications according to a source close to her family. They were forced to put her back on the drugs because she started having seizures. The source told CNN on Wednesday. Brown, daughter of the late star Whitney Houston, was found unresponsive in a bathtub on the 31st of January. A home in Wiseville, Georgia. The extent of her injuries is not known. Last week, doctors moved her breathing tube, allowing Brown to be ventilated through a hole in her throat. At the time, CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, said the move suggested she would need to be on such support for weeks and months to come, as opposed to hours and days. Police have said they're treating Brown's case as a criminal investigation. A mother who died in 2012 was similarly found in a bathtub. A coroner ruled Houston's death an accident of drowning with heart disease and cocaine use listed as contributing factors. Brown, 21, is her only child. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's something weird about this stuff, you know. And I know, folks, y'all see this screen share on Hangouts, but it's something weird going on. We don't know exactly what's cracking with them and why and what's going on with that. That's just kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just wanted to bring that up because, you know, if this dude is supposed to be a boyfriend or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's something to that. You know what I'm saying? I just got a funny feeling it's something to that. First they saying they released him. Then they saying he's not a suspect, but he's still a suspect. He's still an investigation. So he must be doing something, you know what I'm saying, that's apparent to the police. He must still be a suspect. You know,
But did they say he was there, like, when she was found? I mean, was she found by herself, or was he there? I mean, what happened with that?
He's a suspect. What it's saying here is that Brown's daughter, the lady, I'm going to jump down. Last week, Dr. Mover breathed the tube, Lyon Brown would be billing at the time. Chief Medical Dr. Sanjay Gupta said the move suggested she would need to be on such support. So apparently she's still on life support, but when you jump down, police have said they're treating Brown's case as a criminal investigation. You know what I'm saying? They ain't saying no more who or what, you know what I'm saying? But apparently his cousin was defending him on TMZ. You know what I'm saying? If I go back to that, you know what I'm saying? It must be something to that. And then they got something on ABC, you know what I'm saying, pertaining to that. And I'm on ABC right now looking at this. Like Bobby Christina Brown, Phil McGraw called Nick Gordon out of control. So what's the meaning of that? You know, like, really? If this is his cousin, whatever, why is he saying he's out of control? He must know something.
Yeah, but this whole story is just crazy. I mean, first she lost her mom, you know, Bobby Christina lost her mom, and then, you know, they found her, like, almost in the same state. Like, that is crazy. Like,
now, if you read this on ABC, it says when Phil McGraw met with Nick Gordon to interview him about his girlfriend, Bobby Christina Brown, he says he didn't expect to find Gordon drunk and high on drugs. However, McGraw say that's what happened. McGraw told Access Hollywood that Gordon's lawyers told him that Gordon was so high, so out of control, abusing alcohol and apparently Anamax. They're concerned for his very life, his very well-being so much, so that the ability to sit down and do an interview with him is just not an option. So why is he on drugs? You have a good one. No, why is he on drugs? That in itself is crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand that. But since we've only got a few minutes left, you know what I'm saying, we're going to destroy in something else, you know what I'm saying. But you could go check this stuff out. It's ABC News, TMZ.com, and, you know, check out I'm trying to think of the other source that they got on here. There's a couple sources on Google. You check it out, punch up her name and all this stuff should pop through. You know,
yeah, but
I'm saying,
like, I punched it up on Google earlier when I was coming off of work on my phone, and seriously, it said that she had passed away. I'm serious.
I don't see anything about her death. I didn't type it in and see.
Yeah, I read it off earlier. I was like, what?
They saying somebody was saying her life support probably was withdrawn Wednesday.
Yeah, they said they switched that out. I remember reading something like that.
Then it's saying won't be taking off life support. So it's some weird stuff going on, man.
It's up in the air.
You don't know who's coming to or who's doing what. But as a result of this, you know, I'm going to play this last thing. We're going to go. I'm going to call you, Jennifer. You know what I'm saying? You know, because this place is about to close up. So, you know, I just want to say to everybody, you know, keep these folks in prayer. They need a lot of prayer going on.
Right, that she gets off of life support and, you know, and her family, too, you know. They probably going through something horrible. It's terrible. I mean, they lost Whitney and then, you know, Bobby Christina, you know, she may be on her way out. Or I don't know the whole story on that, but none of it's good. It's so tragic, and, I mean, people need the prayers really need to go up for this whole family. It's terrible.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey. Well, we're going to play your song. We're going to check. We're going to hit it.
Here, Ruben, everybody in the cup, we ready to do this?
Nah, man, everybody's
running late. Close up in about 10 minutes, 10 or 20, 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, they'll make it. All right. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
Any last words?
Everybody be blessed, and make sure we pray for Bobby Christina that she, you know, that she makes it, and her pray for her family and everything. You all take care.
Yeah. For sure, and pray for everybody that's sitting shut in, too. All right, be blessed. It's blessed to Ministry New Spirit Post Productions. We out of here.
Yeah, you.
Because I know I don't deserve all the love you show.
All right, we out of here, Jen Jen. I'll be hitting you up about Make TV in the next mission. All right.
All righty.
And folks, if y'all want to catch this radio broadcast, tap into Google Plus on my channel. All right. Or you might check it out on YouTube at AJBrunch2010, youtube.com. All right, God bless. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Peace on the east. Okay, okay.